What's going on, everybody? What up? What up?
Good morning.
Hi, Mego.
Hello.
I need some help. I don't want to ask you, probably an insult if I did, but nothing without Courtney, I can't figure out all the tech over here. So I'm looking.
What's happening?
I'm looking at the wrong format is in place when it comes to Twitch. So I can
pop that up for you in the break. I meant to do that before the open, but I was rushing a little bit. That's why I had the Twitch website up to make it quick and easy.
This is such an embarrassing start.
It's fine. It's rather embarrassing, but mm-hmm. It's an old man thing. I can't, and I don't know if I can even bring the call screener up on the computer.
Shine, what are you doing back there?
I didn't even know the call screener wasn't up.
Yep. Jeez. Well, we are blessed to have you here. By the way, end of times like outside this morning.
Yeah, crazy.
Shine, you got the forecast? Is it going to rain like this all day? There was ponding and near flash flooding on my way over from the seaport this morning. I don't know if that's continuing all day.
So it's not going to continue all day, but it is going to continue into the afternoon. Should dissipate close to around 3 o'clock.
Okay. All right. There is one cluster F that I would warn you about on the Mass Pike East out near Charlton. There is an overturned tractor trailer.
Oh,
so
that sucks.
And that is screwing up. That's where out by Sturbridge, you know, where 84 is. And so if you go that way, it's going to take you longer than it normally would. But we are delighted to have you here filling in for Courtney. And you're here to talk after a Red Sox sweep. Are you back in? Are you right back in, Mego?
Back in pending.
Okay.
Pending, and I'll get into, I don't want to step on my lead because it has a lot to do with the trade deadline, but I think that they have to show something against Tampa. Like, that's what it comes down to now. You got four games against the Rays. We know that you can bully these crappy teams at the basement. Can you do it against a real team in your division? And then I'll declare myself back in.
Not that impressive when you are beating up on the worst team in Major League Baseball.
You're beating up on them, which is good. Like, you're taking care of business. You can only play who's on the schedule, but I'm not going to do backflips. It's nice to see Yoshida looking like he did.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, you got Walker Buehler back on the mound tonight. I don't want to, like, start off on a very negative note, but you got a little something to figure out there.
Well, we are going to get to talk to Craig Breslow one more time before the All-Star break, and we'll do that at 9 this morning.
Right.
And that's the Red Sox front office report.
And I don't know why, Mego, you're like a lot of people go down this road of, well, you got to do it against Tampa Bay. You've played Tampa Bay once this season, and you won that series. Like, so they've done it before. You swept the Yankees, and you took a series from the Yankees when they were first place in the division. So they have proven that they could beat the good teams. Like, I don't buy when people say, well, it's the Rockies. You've proven it. You could do it against the good teams. The thing is,
but you've also proven not so long ago that you could rip off 6 losses in a row for the first time in the last 3 years.
Right.
So, but that's what she's saying.
Right. But that's the thing with this team when you look at them all year. That's kind of really put them where they are behind the eight balls because they had those 5 losses in a row, another 6 losses in a row. Like it. That's where they have to change and not let that happen because they can beat the good teams, but you can't go into these funks multiple times throughout the season.
Yeah, and I agree that they've shown it against Tampa before, but they're also a different team right now because they have Willie Abreu back, because they now have Masataka Yoshida back, hopefully getting Bregman back sometime this week.
Yeah.
Like, who are you going to be?
For this series.
Who are you going to be when you're that complete product? Are you going to be able to put it all together immediately against a divisional foe?
Well, that's why. And I pray to whoever one prays to that they don't rely on this brief period of time in which they have been very successful going into the deadline and think that they can stand pat with these guys because you're getting guys back, because you're getting Bregman back, because you're getting you got Yoshida back. Because you got Rafaela, who is hitting the cover off the baseball.
Right.
I hope you don't just sit there and go, all right, this is what we thought this team was going to be going into the season, and we're finally here, and we don't have to do anything.
Well, I hope they look at it and go, they realize, they go, we're a better team than we were, and we're in a better situation. And they go, we need to add to a team that is much better than where we started or where we've been, because when you look at this team, and the reason why I think they're much better is because of their starting pitching has been consistent here lately, especially, you know, Crochet's been consistent all year long. But when you talk about Giolito and you talk about Brian Bello, those guys have been consistent, you know, here for, you know, a month or so. And now if you go, we can add some elements to the starting rotation, to the bullpen, we can really, because the bats have, you know, in here recently have kind of come alive. Yeah. And guys are,
I mean,
really
it seems
hitting the baseball.
Like it seems like it happened right around the time that you traded Rafael Devers.
Mm-hmm. Well, it took a little while to get there. We had a rough week there after that Seattle series. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, we won't
again,
forget
I don't want to be coming in here with a negative slant
no.
on
oh,
everything.
Please,
but
do.
I'm waiting
you
for
be
Tampa.
Negative.
Yeah, I'm waiting
fine.
For Tampa.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
prove it to me. Get past this 6-win streak. You've done it once before this season. Like, this is your season high winning streak. Yeah. Get right. beyond this.
So these four games, you got a split or do you need to win the series?
I think a split is probably enough.
Okay.
Right.
I feel like I know that's kind of right in the fence, but yeah. I'm not trying to be too much of a hard ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Split
yeah.
is all right.
Yeah, split works well.
All right. Well, Mego is here mm-hmm. this morning and we got a lot to get to on the show, including our leads coming up in about 15 minutes or so. And then they set it at 7:20. And that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will discuss what Deion Sanders says needs to change when it comes to paying college football players.
All right. I want to hear this one.
Not a guy who is normally opposed to a bag of cash.
Nope.
Or to finding ways to get a bag of cash.
So no, he isn't.
We will get to that and the rest of They Said It later. News coming up at 7:45 on this morning show. And I mentioned Craig Breslow at 9 this morning. And as always, Hill Notes, we will play those back at about 9:20. So you can leave one of those on any topic. Mego, who is here this morning, certainly a potential topic for Hill Notes.
Oh, good. oh, boy.
Or, I don't know what happened with Courtney also. She was complaining on the social medias that her flight from here to New York was delayed and then that she was going to, she was basically forecasting some kind of an airline incident of the day because of her flight being delayed.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see Courtney as being a violent airporter in the news, but maybe she is.
Okay. Right? No. I recently had to fly and had some struggles with my flights. I feel like, isn't this something now that sadly we've come to expect with air travel? Like, especially if you're connecting, you just have to accept there's probably on one side or the other going to be at least an hour delay. Like, if I'm lucky, even if there's no weather in the area, mm-hmm. there's going to be weather somewhere else that's keeping a plane from getting
something.
To you.
Yeah.
You're waiting
yeah.
around. The staff for one plane isn't there because they're stuck in another part of
right.
the country.
Pilots,
and maybe it's just getting older.
Pilots are S-based somewhere. Right. Or
there's not enough of them.
But I don't understand why she brought this up yesterday on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Why they didn't fly Aer Lingus direct?
Yeah.
Like, why?
Well, because they wanted to fly Delta.
Why though?
I don't know.
Oh, it's
got to
be a
fair,
points
though.
Thing, right?
It's
got to be a points benefit system.
Well,
do you even get anything for points anymore? It's
oh, yeah.
not. It's not.
But
not
it builds
like
up your future points.
It
yeah.
does.
Yeah, and if you purchase like with a rewards or whatever, sometimes you get like 2x points or mm-hmm. 3x points. So they add up.
Yeah.
Greg, you jinxed her. Like, this is your fault. To
why,
be fair.
Why?
You brought it up. You're like, oh, hopefully you don't have to deal with anything on your plane ride. Ha 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 ha.
There have been, like, torrential thunderstorms
right.
and downpours, yeah. as you discussed.
Correct,
so
yeah.
at least there's kind of a reason there. There have been moments when we've all been sitting in the airport and it's been 70 and sunny, and you're like, what the hell is going
but
on?
But see, I always look at it like this. If you're going to do a layover, you have to be really careful on, you know, like, the flight you're taking. If it's a long trip, I'm with Greg. I'm going direct.
Always.
Yeah, if it's
who
a short...
Who wants to sit in an airport and deal with that nonsense?
Airport
right.
bar.
No. I'm good. Like, if it's a long trip, if you're flying from here to Cali or, like, with Courtney from, you know, here to Ireland, just say, you know what? If Delta don't have a direct flight, find the airline that does, because you might run into problems that... there are delays, and now you're making a trip even much longer. And I don't want to turn a 6-hour trip into a 15-hour trip because of delays, because I didn't get a direct flight.
Yeah.
Stay away from that one.
I come from a family that gets very stressed out about these logistical things. So I just approach it like I went to the Outer Banks. There's no way you can fly direct to the Outer Banks from Boston.
Oh,
so
that's
no
fine.
Matter what, you're going to have a layover.
But isn't that like South Carolina or something like that?
North Carolina.
Or North Carolina.
But it's like our flight got delayed. Our second flight got delayed. We had almost 2 hours in the airport. I'm like, let's just go to the airport bar.
Yeah,
you know, there's nothing you can do.
That is,
you're at the mercy of the airlines.
Right. Yeah. But that's not bad. You probably flew to Charlotte.
No, we flew to Norfolk.
Okay,
Virginia.
So now it's like, all right, when you get on the plane, Norfolk, Virginia to North Carolina is what, an hour and 30 minutes?
It's like 30 minutes. It's
30
bizarre.
Minutes. There you go.
I told you this in person, I believe. I was so jealous of that trip. I love the Outer Banks. Do I love the destination, but I love the television show.
I've never seen it.
What?
I've never seen it.
Oh, my Lord.
But it's not really about the Outer Banks. They talk about piracy and stuff, right?
Serious, legit plot.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to watch it.
And that's
it's like today's Goonies, right, Greg?
Is that what it is?
Really?
Kids searching for a pirate ship?
They're not kids. They're, like, older. They're, like
teenagers.
Yeah, I think that.
Is it like the O.C.?
Well, they're like 30-year-olds. The
playing
actors
high schoolers.
Are 30 playing teenagers.
And they're really looking for, like, treasure?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, Outer Banks was some type of, you know, young 20-somethings that were, like, vacationing on island or, like...
Very much so not that.
Oh, like in South Carolina. Oh,
that's what it actually is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Also, before I could get to her, Julia Hill fell for the trap that was Courtney talking about that show that she was watching.
Oh,
Which has the ending, like the triggering ending.
What show
was
this?
What's it called?
We Were Liars?
Yes.
Jones's wife was just talking to me about that.
Yeah, but my poor daughter, I wish she asked, or she somehow missed us talking about it, but it's got an ending that virtually nobody in the world wants to see, and so I got a message from her late last night about how traumatic it was to
watch. Is it gross?
It's not... I don't want to spoil it, but it's not... It's like something that nobody... Most people... You would absolutely not want to.
Is it a dog getting hit by a car? Because when that happens in a show, it's immediately turning it off.
It's that you got part of it correct.
Okay. So why do you do that?
I know. Why do people do that?
It can't ever test well when you kill the dog.
What? Did you see John Wick? I mean, have you not heard of the John Wick franchise?
They killed the dog. I didn't see it.
Yeah, and it's one of the biggest franchises in movie history. You know,
he kills a dog?
His dog dies, and he kills everybody else.
Yeah, and I watched.
Understand.
I resonate with. That's probably why it had success, because everybody resonated.
And I'm going to tell you about, because I watched Pain is Wick, the making of John Wick.
Okay.
And
who watches the making of things?
I do.
Nearly nobody.
And that, and that was one of the things.
Even John Wick, whoever played John Wick, didn't
Keanu
watch
Reeves.
It. Keanu Reeves didn't
Great
even
actor.
Watch
yes.
the making of John Wick.
And that was one of the things that the studio was like, you cannot put it in the movie. And they said, we are putting, and then they tested, and like 80% of the women that saw this were like, we can't wait for John Wick to kill everybody. So actually them putting it in the movie was something.
You get retribution.
Yes. Worked out really good.
Show the dog death.
Well, it don't like
or
show
they allude
it.
To it.
You hear it, and then the dog like.
No. I don't even want to hear about it.
All right, that's the thing.
Spoiler, it kind of dies in John Wick.
Sorry, John Wick's been out for a while. Yeah. You're good.
So, but I'm telling you, it's like...
Does Superman have a dog in the new movie?
He does. Crypto.
No, yes. No, he does.
Crypto's Super the best.
Countdown to that. Are you going tonight?
No, I'm not going until Sunday.
Oh,
we have a friend visiting from out of the country, but I am going Sunday.
Your friend from London doesn't like Superman?
No, I don't think she's a big Superman fan.
I'm with you, Shyam. I'm not going until Sunday either, probably.
Okay, but Shyam, it was one of his leads this week.
Yeah.
I'm saying it this weekend. I'll have a review for you on Monday.
Okay, I think you should be in line like the rest of the Superman line buddies waiting tonight to get in to see the first screening.
Yeah, you know, Greg, that sounds great, and I would have done that in my, teens and early 20s, but nowadays I got to get up early in the morning for work, so, you know.
All right. Well,
we make sacrifices.
We have a lot to get to on a Thursday morning, and that includes what is trending first thing this morning with Mego.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. The Red Sox swept the Yankees with a 10-2 win last night, led in part by the return of Masataka Yoshida. He went 3-for-4 with a double and RBI in his season debut. Carlos Narvaez, Willy Abreu, Romy Gonzalez, and Jaron Duran all homered for the Sox. Hey, let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. Must be 18 years or older to play. Do you guys want to hear Alex Cora?
I would love to. I wanted to ask you guys about the home scorebook keepers who were all up in arms because Rafaela got the night off. Like, They were all over Alex Cora on that, but...
It bothers me because it's going to be the same people who are crying if Jaron Duran gets traded, and then they're crying when different guys are sitting because there's a log jam in the outfield.
Yeah.
Like, it's one or the other. You got to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, for a guy who would hit a home run in 3 straight games, I don't know. I probably wouldn't have sat him, but that's just a me thing, I guess.
Here's
okay.
Cora.
Here's Alex Cora.
There's a lot of energy right now. Well, obviously, that comes with winning and swinging the bat well, but we just got to be ready for tomorrow. We got a big series against the Rays, and just go out there and play hard.
Lionel Messi had 2 goals in the Inter-Miami-New England Revolution match at Gillette Stadium last night. That was enough for a 2-1 win over the Revs, and Messi becomes the first player in MLS history to score multiple goals in 4 straight league matches.
He's like the Putin of MLS because wasn't there one game we scored like 5 or 6 goals? I feel like they just, because he's in the league and it brings so much
so much better than everyone else.
They just kind of let him do what he wants.
Putin.
Yeah, and Putin scored like 20 goals in a game. It's like, get out of his way or we're all in the dead. It's like, Messi's here and he's like driving the league, so... Get out of the way.
Are you suggesting that they just let him score?
Maybe they don't let him score, but it's just kind of like, well, I mean, I know you're that good, but damn, you're scoring 5 goals in a game?
Or he's that much better than everybody.
Well, I would still say, what's there, 10 other guys, 11 guys that he has to get by? Like, one can't get in the way? I mean, aren't they professional soccer players, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think it's different in the MLS. Okay. No disrespect to MLS.
No.
Compared to, say, the Premier League. The Red Sox welcome the Tampa Bay Rays to Fenway tonight for the first of 4 games. Walker Buehler gets the start for the Sox. You can catch all of that here. Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call at 7:10 on the Shaw Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And Christian Arcan gets you ready with pregame at 6:10. Big news. Coca-Cola is now buy 2, get 2 free at Shaw's and Star Market. That's right, buy 2, get 2 free on 12-pack cases of both Coca-Cola and Diet Coke, 12-ounce cans. Lowest priced item is free. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Hey, go. Pretty good job. Yep. Trending number one this morning. You wiped the sleep right out of your eyes, and boom, nailed it. All right, we are going to get to our leads coming up next.